Chapter 10, A Princess of Royal Blood. The big day arrived. Higgins was about to find out if he would win his bet, as he and the Colonel accompanied Eliza to the ambassador's party. While Eliza was in the ladies' cloakroom, a young man approached Higgins. He had an incredibly hairy face, with an enormous moustache and thick whiskers and eyebrows.
"Professor, Professor!"
the young man cried out enthusiastically.
"Do you remember me?"
"No, I don't. Who the devil are you?"
said the professor.
"I am your pupil. I'm little Nepomuk. You cannot forget me,"
exclaimed the young man.
"What are you doing here, among all these important people?"
asked Higgins.
"I am an interpreter. I speak 32 languages. I am essential at international parties."
At that moment, a servant approached Nepomuk.
"You are wanted upstairs by Her Excellency, sir."
As Nepomuk hurried up the grand staircase, Pickering turned to Higgins.
"Is this fellow really an expert? Can he find Eliza out and blackmail her?"
"We shall see,"
said Higgins.
"If he finds her out, I will lose my bet."
"Are you nervous, Colonel?"
asked Eliza as she joined the two men.
"Frightfully. It is like my first time in a battle,"
said Pickering.
"It is not the first time for me,"
said Eliza.
"I have done this hundreds of times in my dreams. I am in a dream now. Promise not to wake me, because I will forget everything and talk as I used to."
As they went up the staircase, a servant announced them to the ambassador and his wife.
"Is that your adopted daughter, Colonel? She will make a big impression,"
the hostess said to Pickering and immediately turned to Nepomuk.
"Find out all about her."
Nepomuk mingled into the crowd to watch Eliza, who attracted everyone's attention. They stopped talking to look at her and admire her. Some at the back even stood on their chairs to see.
"Ah, at last. Nepomuk, have you found out about the lady?"
asked the hostess after a while.
"I have found out everything about her. She is a fraud,"
replied Nepomuk.
"She cannot deceive me. She cannot be English."
"Oh, nonsense. She speaks English perfectly,"
said the hostess.
"Too perfectly. Only foreigners who have been taught to speak English speak it so well. She is Hungarian and of royal blood, like me."
"I say she is a common girl taught to speak by an expert,"
said Higgins, who had been chatting with the hostess before Nepomuk joined them.
"Oh, of course I agree with Nepomuk,"
the hostess said.
"She must be a princess at least."
When the group broke up, Eliza joined the professor and the colonel.
"I cannot do this anymore. An old lady has just told me I speak exactly like Queen Victoria. I am sorry I have lost your bet. I shall never be the same as these people."
"You have not lost it, dear. You have won it 10 times over,
said Pickering triumphantly.
"Now let's get out of here. I have had enough of these fools,"
Higgins urged them both.